I first heard of DMT in 1966 when I was a freshman at the University of California at Santa Cruz. And, you know, that was the beginning of that era. And I remember I was on my way into a harpsichord concert that had already started. And a friend said, "Here, this is a very special joint. Smoke this one." And we did, and then walked into a beautiful storm of harpsichord.